AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The July jobs report came in way above expectations. Sagar Makani looks at the numbers.
Economists had predicted 250,000 new jobs. The White House went even lower, saying record job growth would ease.
Closer to 150,000 jobs per month.
Instead, employers added a stunning 528,000 jobs, restoring all the jobs lost during the virus-induced recession. The unemployment rate is down to a pandemic low 3.5%.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats have made changes in their giant economic bill, including paring their proposed minimum tax on large corporations. He wants the Senate to begin considering the bill tomorrow. Israel and Palestinian militants appear to be edging closer to war. There was chaos in the streets of Gaza City. Palestinian officials say at least 10 were killed after Israel carried out a deadly wave of airstrikes that drew a barrage of rockets into Israel. Israel says it was responding to an imminent threat from Islamic Jihad. China's declared it's halting all dialogue with the United States on major issues in retaliation for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken calls that an overreaction, repeating that nothing has changed in the United States' one-China policy.
We do not support Taiwan independence. We expect cross-strait differences to be resolved peacefully, not coercively or by force.
China's military show of force continued in the airs and waters around Taiwan today. Thunderstorms in Kentucky's forecast, a National Weather Service flood watch through Sunday. Governor Andy Beshear on the dangers in the flood zone of eastern Kentucky.
Everybody be weather aware. The ground is already really saturated. There's a lot of debris.
In the latest town being evacuated because of a wildfire, Lind, Washington, approximately 75 miles southwest of Spokane. This is AP News. Democrats are considering changing their presidential primary lineup. Donna Warder.
The Democratic National Committee's rulemaking arm had planned to recommend today which four states should be the first to vote, bumping the Iowa caucuses from its number one spot. It would be part of a broader effort to allow less overwhelmingly white states to go early and better reflect the Democratic Party's diverse electorate. But the decision has now been delayed until after November's election. Many Rules Committee members have privately said that the party is leading toward either New Hampshire or Nevada going first, and South Carolina, with its large block of black Democrats, may move from fourth to third. Iowa has kicked off voting since 1976. I'm Donna Warder.
And former Vice President Dick Cheney is ripping Donald Trump in a campaign video for his daughter, Congresswoman Liz Cheney. He calls Trump a coward and says no one has ever posed a greater threat to our republic. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.